email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Not this exactly, but I've been working in the business 35 years this year. There you go. Yeah, now, basketball is a huge sport around the globe. It's growing in popularity here due to, in no small way, to the success of Irish players on the international stage. One such star is Dublin native Aidan Igueon, a US college basketball player who just completed his undergraduate degree and is home to visit his mum and prepare for some Irish senior men's international games. While he's here, Aidan is hoping to impart his wisdom on the big game to the next generation of Irish basketball players with a series of camps taking place this summer in Dublin. And Aidan joins me in studio now. Good afternoon, Aidan.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Good to see you.
Absolutely.
So the brief thing is, you were born here, left here at what age?
So I was born and raised in Dublin. I left here at 13 years of age. So,
right, and what age are you now?
I'm 22, okay. So roughly about 9 to 10 years, yeah.
Okay. You were spotted, were you?
Yeah, so funny story. I mean, we basically, I played for Dublin Lions and we had won our league. So our treat was to go to the States. So we went to the States and we went to attend a camp in Philadelphia. And yeah, I grew a foot in that 1 year. So I went from 5'6" to 6'6". And then I ended up playing really well at that camp and I just stayed over there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're spotted over there, not over here?
No, yeah, spotted over there.
And have you grown any since that?
Yeah, I'm about 6'10", 6'11" now. Yeah, about that.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a tall man.
I'm a big man, yeah.
So apart from the obvious benefits playing basketball, there must be, you know, it's been a tough, like you have to bend over coming in through the door there.
Yeah, it's tough. I'll say this, the world is not built for a tall person.
No.
It's not, no. It's really not.
Yeah. So you've had to navigate that. But of course, when you're among basketball players, you wouldn't be the tallest, would you?
No. Again, at the level I'm playing at, there's 7-footers like walking around everywhere. So I feel pretty normal. And then you just step outside in the regular world. You're like, oh, yeah, I guess I am tall.
Yeah, you're tall. And what's the, say, in your college team, what height would the smallest guy be?
Well, it depends now. Sometimes we have some guys that are about 5'10", but they're really talented now.
Yes.
But like, I think the usual smallest guy on a team would probably be like 6'1", 6'2". That's the usual smallest guy.
So you got a scholarship then to go to college. Because people would be interested to know how the process works.
Yeah.
Because there is a process, isn't there?
There's absolutely a process.
Yeah. So you're spotted, you get a scholarship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, when I started, I was spotted. I got a scholarship to go to a private school, basically like a private secondary school, if you will.
Yeah.
And then from there, I became one of the best players in the country, in America.
So you were ranked 55th.
Yeah. So
that's big time.
It's big in the whole country.
And did you cry when you heard that you were expecting to be higher? Were you?
Yeah, I did. I did cry because in my opinion, I thought I was at least top 20 in the country. Right. But again, that's just to show. I mean, I had high expectations for myself.
Yes.
But on the grand scheme of things, you know, I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of the work that I did. So
So then you play at college and people are watching you all the time. Now I know but scouts are watching you all the time, aren't they?
Yeah, scouts are watching all the time. Every move, every movement.
Right.
Yeah.
And they're looking for somebody very special.
Very, very special, yeah.
So where the draft thing? Because I watched Air recently, so I know I'm an expert on this. No, I'm not. but that movie's about how Michael Jordan, when he was in the draft, and then he was signed by Nike.
Yeah,
and it's a great movie. You haven't seen it yet?
No,
it's well worth seeing.
Yeah.
So what happens? Explain the draft to us then.
The draft is basically when you want to go play for the NBA. And when you're in college basketball, if you're eligible when you're finished playing at the end of every year. But now it's up to you because you have to be careful. If you put your name in the draft and put your intention of staying in that draft, you're foregoing the rest of your college eligibility.
Right.
So you can't come back and play in college. So what players are doing, players are very smart now. They just don't throw their name in the draft and stay in. They have to basically strike when the iron's the hottest.
Wow.
So like me, like I've been kind of smart with it. I mean, after this year, I'm definitely going to pursue it all the way. But I kind of wanted to strike when I knew I had the best chance of achieving.
So it's like saying I'm going professional.
Yeah.
And there's no going back to amateur after that.
No, you can't do that. Yeah.
So what happens then if you mistime it?
if you miss time it, then you're done. I mean, you just, you, I mean, a lot of guys would have to, you know, they probably won't get drafted, but they'll, there's other ways to enter the in NBA, whether it's two-way contracts, whether it's playing in the G League, which is basically like the second league of the NBA.
Okay.
They stay there for a while. Or a lot of players come overseas and play and then get scouted there too. So being drafted is not the only way that you can make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember talking to, what's the guy, he used to be goalkeeper for Ireland, Darren, I can't remember his surname, but his dad was one of the first black basketball players to come to Ireland.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And that was his story, yeah. You know, and he came to Ireland when Ireland was predominantly white.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Things have changed an awful lot since then, haven't they? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So you play on the Irish international team?
Yes, playing a senior men's team, yeah.
Right, but if you went professional, that would change, would it?
No, I'd still play.
Oh, would you? Right.
Yeah, I would still play, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the team like?
Oh, the team's great. That team is great. I mean, so last year was my first year playing for them. My intention was to play for them since I was 18, but the schedules never worked out. So last year I was actually one of their youngest guys on the team.
Yeah.
So it was an absolute, like, I mean, it was an honor to wear it, man. Like, then that country across your chest, you know, so it was great. And we're playing again this summer. First game is July 19th home. We play Luxembourg and then we play Croatia, I believe, August 5th. So,
right.
Yeah.
It's sort of, there's an assumption, isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, that if you're a tall black guy, you play basketball.
Oh, yes. That
must be annoying as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'd say it is a little bit because there's more to me than just basketball.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I know, my mom likes to call me a Renaissance man, you know, because I have many, many interests. But yeah,
go on, yeah. Share some with us.
You know, like I do love storytelling. You know,
right.
I love reading. You know, I do love, you know, fashion.
Yeah.
I do. I'm a nerd. I love learning. I'm a big sponge. I like the nerdy things. You know, I love science. You know, so there's different things about me that nobody might not know because they just say basketball player. You know.
And your mom, that was a big move at 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seeing her little boy, well, you know, 6 foot 6 boy, staying over there.
Absolutely.
Like, her instincts would have been to say, come home.
Oh, that was what she said immediately.
Yeah.
They called her and said, you know, your son has a chance to change his life if you allow him to stay in the States. And she said no at first. And then, they begged her, they changed her mind. And then she asked me if I wanted to stay. And I said, no, I want to come home. I mean, I'm still a baby boy at the time.
Yeah.
But thankfully, I had good people around me who had, you know, who had their vision that I didn't even see. So I just ended up staying.
And who'd you stay with?
I stayed with my mom's brother.
Oh, right. So you have relations over there.
I do, yeah. He's in New York.
Right.
So I stayed in Brooklyn over there.
Uh-huh. And how did your mom end up in Ireland?
So my mom actually, lived in America for a little bit. You know, we're Nigerian,
right.
My mom and my dad. So, but she just moved over to Ireland, you know, just to come. And she always wanted to live in Europe. So she stumbled up on little old Ireland and she just loved it. She stayed.
Right.
Yeah.
And now she's, I'd imagine, it's changed now. It must be pride there.
Yeah, absolutely. But she loves it here, and it gives me an opportunity to come back at least once a year too. Because then I obviously want to see my mom too. So
yeah,
that's great. Yeah.
How is she?
Oh, she's great. She's doing great. Yeah.
Yeah. She loves to see you coming, but like obviously you're a big man. You've big appetite.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Let's just say that the grocery bill is a little different when I come home. Yeah.
We're in the middle of a cost of living crisis as well.
No, it's surprising me how high stuff is now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
scary.
Oh, yeah. Really is.
Yeah. So she probably won't be inviting you home too often.
Once a year is enough, isn't it?
Once a year, yeah. So the other thing about, I suppose, injury is a thing, is it? Does that weigh heavy on your mind?
Yeah, it does. You know, I've been blessed. You know, I'm a durable person, but I've been through my first share. You know, I just had surgery on my hip about 2 years ago now.
Right.
So tore my rotator cuff, you know, about 3-4 years ago. So like it comes with it. It's part of that game. Everybody deals with it, you know.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is just, you know, being healthy, eating well, sleeping well, making sure you have your right rehab, you know. Being a professional, take a professional approach with how you know, take care of your body. Yeah.
So the draft, you say you're going to go at it next year.
Yeah.
So you sort of, I suppose you're, you know, putting your name in the hat and you're going, I'm available.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And have you any idea if there's any interest? now, for example?
There's always interest. They're always watching. Right. You know, you're 6'10", 6'6", 11, you're athletic, you're skilled.
Yes.
There's always interest. Yeah. Now it's how you perform during this upcoming season now. You have a good year, then they'll really, you know what I mean? So you got to be ready. This summer's huge. Even playing for the senior national team is really big because they're watching those games too because you're playing against pros. So you're going to see a lot of that.
And then I suppose it's not just about your performance this year. It's about the other people who will be putting their names in the hat.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. And the competition is going steeper and steeper because everybody's getting better, you know. Everybody's getting better.
Yeah, because there's a whole science around all those things you mentioned.
Absolutely.
The food and the exercise and all that sort
Absolutely.
Of thing. Absolutely. Yeah. And can you dare to dream about which NBA team?
I'd be lucky. I'd be lucky for anyone, really.
Right.
I don't think I have one that I, you know, I get that question a lot. I don't think I have one that I'm like, I really want to, you know.
You mentioned earlier on somebody saying to your mum that this was an opportunity for her son to change his life.
Yeah.
So give us an idea of the life-changing effect.
I mean, it's been an absolute blessing, of course. You know, just even getting a free like college education is crazy. You know, given the opportunity to potentially make a good living out of this is crazy. Yeah. You know, and just learning. I mean, I'm a different man. Like, I've matured so quick. You know, the wisdom that I have, like, basketball's taught me so much about life too. And it's actually brought me closer in my faith as well. So everything as well has just been great.
And there's we don't appreciate it. We sort of have an idea how big they are, how big the stars they are in America, basketball stars.
Oh, it's big.
It's huge, isn't it?
It's amazing.
Like this isn't, you know, unlikely to happen to you, but the Michael Jordan, right, is still making $400 million a year.
Well, that's
from his shoes,
maybe more. Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Like the marketing side of things. You know, there's one thing to be good, really good player, and there's another thing to be good and marketable.
Yes,
that's a whole nother thing.
Right.
You know, so if you have both now, you're gonna be very happy with yourself.
Absolutely. Well, I think I haven't seen you play, but definitely you're marketable in the other way. So, so that's good. Don't be a stranger. We're going to be watching you now.
Absolutely.
And good luck with the next year.
Thank you so much.
And will that be on your mind every time you go out now, that this is the year, this is my year?
Absolutely. I mean, it's on my mind now as I'm walking in here.
Yeah. So every game's a final, really, for you.
Yes. Every game's like a final. Yeah. Every game's like a final.
Right.
Yes, sir.
And it's Aidan Egeon.
Yes.
Egeon.
Aidan Egeon, yes.
Yeah, great. Yeah. Aidan, lovely to meet you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pleasure.
Yeah, good pleasure luck with everything.
Yes,
we take a quick commercial break.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.